Okay, y'all, it's Janae and Tori again, back here with Just Talking.
What's up, y'all?
So we just want to get into it real quick. So just want to put y'all up to speed. Nothing new's really been happening, you know, but I know Tori got her little candle business going on, period.
Yes, ma'am. Just launched it yesterday, Luminous Candle & Co. Period. If you listen to this and you are interested, you can look on my Facebook at Tori Maddix, T-O-R-I-M-A-D-D-I-X, and hit me up for some candles, y'all. Support, support, support. I would really appreciate it. Even a share would just go a long way, you feel me?
Definitely, definitely.
Anything.
Gotta support, gotta support.
And this is part two from the last podcast that we did. Unfortunately, somebody's bill collector decided to call me.
Not somebody, somebody's bill collector.
Me. Mind your business. But yeah, so they ended it, so we coming back with a part two. Hopefully they don't call again today, because we just trying to, you know, spread a little some.
All right, so what you on today? What's on your mind today, Tori?
Girl, was not on my mind.
No,
this
facts.
World is just always up to something. Like, it's always something. It's never just like
never
nothing. Like, for instance, I was in school, I was in class the other day, and we was talking about the school education system. It's actually a Black experience psychology class. So we talk about a lot. We basically talk about African American people. Like, that's the only thing we talk about. And the history and current day and stuff like that, it really be putting me up on game. So, you know, whenever I learn something, I want to share it with you all, so mm-hmm. that you all can learn something too, whether it be one person listening or two people listening.
Nah, facts.
Like, somebody gonna listen.
Facts.
But we was talking about how the school education system is not set up for Black people, only because the fact that nothing has changed about the school education system. Like, for instance, if you go all the way back to the Brown versus Board of Education, everybody knows that that specific time in history was when we were trying to stop segregation in schools.
Mm-hmm.
So before then, all the little Black kids was going to Black schools, learning from Black teachers, you know, learning. They were learning fundamental information. Okay, so when this whole segregation thing ended and they end up going to the white schools, it really didn't solve nothing, because the teachers were still racist. They were still biased. The students were still biased. They just had to put up with it because it was passed. Like, they just had to deal with it, basically. Like, mm-hmm. they was forced to deal with it.
Right.
It still didn't stop nothing. Like, kids were still being treated wrongly. So they went from a fundamental education to a fucked up system, basically.
Mm-hmm.
And we still in this fucked up system. Like, it's mandatory that we have to go to school. Why? I don't understand. When we do go to school, it's a certain way we gotta look. It's a certain way we gotta talk. Like, all of this white supremacy shit is just for the birds. And we don't realize it, because we have to go to school. We have to do, I mean, it's ways around it. But don't nobody want to homeschool their kids. Like, it's too much work. It's too mm-hmm. much hassle.
Mm-hmm.
Like, it requires too much time than waking up and sending your kid on the school bus and saying, have a good day at school. Mm-hmm. Not realizing that you just basically dumbing down your kids day to day. Like, I feel like the school system put us behind. A lot of people gonna be like, what the fuck is she talking about? School is great. You know, school is the way to go. I disagree. I feel like school is just a systematic thing to hold people back even more.
Mm.
Just like college. College is a scam. I never understood why we have to pay to go to college. Why we have to pay to basically extend our careers. And then even when we do extend our careers, we're still in a systematic job. Like, I still don't understand. Like, everything is systematic. That's why I always push for people to go chase their dreams.
Please.
Like, go do what you want to do. Don't do what mommy say. Don't do what daddy say. Don't do what nobody say. Like, just do what you want to do. Because at the end of the day,
and that don't mean be stupid. You know what I'm saying? Don't be dumb out here. Like, if you gonna do something, make it meaningful. You wanna do music, do music. You wanna draw, do art, photography, do what you gotta do to achieve your dreams. Don't be out here doing no dumbass shit because Tori and Janae is not responsible for your dumbass mistakes.
Nah, don't be like what Tori and Janae said on their podcast to go chase my dreams. Like, of course, chase your dreams safely and smart. Like, don't do nothing dumb. Like, because there's so much to this world than just the county that you live in or the state that you live in.
Literally.
The city that you live in. It's so much more. And there's so much stuff out here that you probably, your dream is probably in a different state. And I know people like, oh, I don't have the opportunity, Like, I feel like once you stop making excuses for why you can't chase your dreams and actually just go do it, it's a difference. Like, I have no sympathy, I have no pity for anybody who's like, oh, I don't have the opportunity, Make the opportunity. Like, this is your life, literally. What you do determines where you go tomorrow. Yeah. What you do determines what you see tomorrow.
Facts.
If you got up and you said fuck everything and you just went and you got in your car and you just drove with the money you had in your bank account, if that's what you want to do, do it. Like, if you realize that the only reason you have bills is because you create them, and you just, it's
literally
crazy. It's
crazy. Literally. You literally create bills. You. Nobody else.
Man.
You. And I had to learn that shit the hard way. Like, it's
like
terrible.
All this stuff in this world is not meant for us. It's for people who chased their dreams, succeeded, and now they're basically sellers and we're consumers. And when you're a consumer, you're stuck. And I refuse to be a consumer. Mm-hmm. I'm definitely a seller, which is why I'm selling my candles. I don't have time to be stuck in the system.
I'm just not gonna be working for nobody.
Yeah, facts. And I'm not saying there's anything wrong with working. I feel like I'm working right now myself, but I know my end goal. Like, the job that I'm at is temporary. Like, and I'm claiming it now. Like, I'm not finna be there for a year or two. Mm-hmm. I'm using them to get ahead for my dreams. Mm-hmm. Like, they want to use me. Well, I'm gonna look at it as I'm using them.
Yeah.
Like, I'm not finna go in there depressed and sad. Like, I'm gonna go in there like, hey, I'm finna go ahead and run up this clock, take their money, and go out about my day. Yeah, I just did my little slave shift, my little 9 hours, but at least I got the benefit of getting paid. And that's another thing. Why do we gotta wait until they say when we get our money? Like, I've never understood that. And the same for banks. Like, banks try to penalize you for taking your own money, the money that you earned, the money that you save out. Like, I never understood that.
A lot of people don't trust banks, and then it be people who look at people who don't trust banks, like, you know. And I'll just be like, but if you really understood, like, the money that you got in your bank account, you got sitting in your bank account that you think is sitting there, really ain't sitting there. They giving it to somebody. They giving it to Billy Joe.
Your money is being traded on the stock market
every day.
Like, little do you know, like, that number that you see is probably not a real number that's in your account. Like, that's just for you to have, you know, self-awareness that, oh, I got $1,000 in my bank account. It says it does. But in reality, in the actual bank, you got a dollar, and that's that. Like, the only time, like, you get your money is if you go to an ATM or you swipe your card. Like, everything is electronic. Like, that don't creep people out. It creep me out, because the fact that I know the currency is going to change within the next few years. Like, we're not going to have money. None, not a dollar.
None at all.
But I feel like society just needs to, you know, wake up. I feel like everybody's asleep. And that's what they want. Like, and I know a lot of people are like, who is they? I just feel like whoever basically, you know, your job, your wherever you see your time most occupied at, that's them. Whoever's taking majority of your time from you being able to succeed and be the best person that you can be, that's them.
Literally.
So, I just feel like society, especially when I say society, let me get specific. My generation. I'm sick of it. Like, I'm tired of this generation. Mm-hmm. This generation is retarded. Excuse me,
morons.
That's a very sensitive word to some of you pussy-ass people.
Y'all morals and priorities be so fucked up. It's terrible. And you know what? Let's not even group us all in one. Because I think that when, even when we do it, older people feel like it's okay. And that irritates me too. Because it just be like, everybody in our generation don't have the same mindset. So let's just get that out clear and then open. You feel me? So, but like I was saying, y'all morals and y'all priorities is fucked up. Like, I don't understand for the life how you would rather shit the littlest thing as to buy. Okay, let's just use this iPhone 11 that's finna come out. Some of you motherfuckers still ain't got no car. But you want this phone.
But that's the thing. The system is made to where they can easily get a phone and not a car. Like, they want these motherfuckers walking around
and
on
that's
phones.
And the thing about it is, partly, it is our fault. Sorry. I'm sorry. I got these damn braces in
girl,
my mouth. And it's
okay.
Hard to talk. But it's partly our fault. But it's partly not. Because just like you stated, like, it's easier for you to get a phone than it is a car. It's easier for you to get a fucking, what else?
Because I got all these advertisements talking about some $24 a month, $34 a month, $100 down. Mm-hmm. Like, that's easy for people who ain't got their priorities in order. Like, I'm just saying.
Fact. Somebody asked me today, like, you want to go get you a phone? Fuck no. Like, for what?
So I can create a new bill.
Another bill. Like, I'm cool. This iPhone 8 gonna do me justice until I feel like, not even that I feel like, till I know when I'm looking at my phone like, yeah, Janae, it's about that time. You feel me? Is when I will get a new phone. But until then, that iPhone 8 gonna do the same. This iPhone 8 gonna do the same thing that the iPhone 11 do. Period. Point. End. Blank.
Wow.
As long as I can make.
Same.
I mean, I'm talking
it's just
as
a
far
new camera.
As well.
That's all it is a camera.
Like,
but
the thing about it is, all I'm saying, as long as you able to make a phone call, text, and scroll on social media, what you need a new phone for?
But you know they be making it to where you basically got to get a new phone. Like, well, I don't know if it's true, but you know they say the old phones start glitching.
They do,
and then it forces you to have to get a new phone. That's what I be talking about. Shit like that. Why would you support a company that glitches up your phone to make sure that you buy the newest, latest phone so that you can pay their bills? I don't understand it. I don't fucking understand it. It pisses me off because, like, everybody, it's all capitalism. Like, that's all they care about. It's a fucking monopoly. Nobody care about you, and I don't understand why we keep supporting them. We don't need all these touchscreen phones. What happened to flip phones?
What happened to them? What happened?
I miss dramatically hanging up the phone, slamming it down after I got off the phone. Like,
yeah,
no.
True.
I miss having a double, triple
and
click a button just to get to see.
Everybody lies were more private. Like, you.
Yeah.
You literally only knew the people you seen or people you live near or you feel what I'm saying? Like, back in the day.
Ain't nothing private no more. Like, all these females want to get surgery. Everybody want to be Instagram famous.
Shit. Now, if you gonna get surgery, let's just cut this out here in the open, okay? If you gonna get your ass and your titties done, make sure it proportions to your motherfucking body. Because a lot of you bitches be looking like whole.
Terrible.
I don't even know the word to use.
Wasps.
It be looking.
Bumblebees.
Yeah. Bumblebees. Because don't they little back part kind of sway a little bit? You feel me?
They thighs don't even be matching.
Like they legs be real skinny. But
like
the
them doctors is really petty because
they
really send them
they
out
probably,
like that.
But you know what? They probably be laughing at they ass.
When they be under the gas or whatever, they probably be like, these dumb bitches. Like,
yeah.
I don't know. I just feel like everybody look the same. Don't nobody just want to be original. Like everybody want long hair, big booties, small waist. Like, what's wrong with having a little meat on your bones? Like, what's wrong? That's healthy.
Well, that's society for you. Society is telling you
and
you ain't got a big ass and big titties and a small waist and a pretty face, then you ain't shit.
Basically. And that's what these little girls is learning. Like, I feel so sorry for, like, little teen, like, yeah, yeah, like high schoolers and middle schoolers, because look what they gotta look up to. Like, I love me some Meg Thee Stallion, but all her songs, boy, you know you need to come give me this dick. Like, wait, what? Girl. Like, but we support this. Like, we don't realize that, like, this is the music and stuff that our young siblings, nieces, nephews, sisters, brothers are listening to. And then people wondering why is the pregnancy rate so high? I wonder fucking why all this music. Like, people probably be like, music doesn't start pregnancy rates, but I'm pretty sure that out of all the times you've had sex, you probably put on music before. Or you listened to a song and was like, damn. Or you feel me, you was reminiscing about a time you was doing something.
And that song probably was like, you probably like was reminiscing on a situation, and you probably was listening to a song. And whenever you listen to that song, you reminisce about that same moment. And then you're going to want to do it again. So exactly. At this point.
Exactly. Like, and then what's sad too is that, like, a lot of people out here don't know, like, they just be fucking, like, no protection, no nothing, nobody's teaching these babies nothing. Like, if you gonna have sex, at least be safe about it. Like, at least, you feel me, nobody's sitting down saying like, hey baby girl, hey baby boy, make sure you do this when, if you choose to do that. Like, nobody's parents are involved no more. And the only reason I know that is because half of the shit that they be posting on social media, like social media is going to be the death of our generation. Well, not is the death of our generation. Like, everybody, everything is public. Like, the thing nothing about is it private. Is,
I don't know, cause I be feeling like a lot of these people be being they kids' friends.
Yeah, like, they, I got it,
because I be looking at some of these people posts, and I just be like, do your mama be looking at this shit? Like, I understand that you're grown. It's okay. You feel me? But at a certain time in your life, you have to come to a realization that you have to respect your elders. And posting, come suck my dick, lick my nipples, and we finna turn this table over, and I'm finna fuck you till you can't fuck no more. We not finna do that in front of the grown folks. We
just
not
finna do that. Or what's big on Twitter, the mood retweets. Like, it be dead ass with many porn clips, and people be retweeting it talking about mood. Like,
what? Why don't you just go get you some dick? Why Twitter gotta know?
And then nothing on social media is private. I hope people know that. Like, when people be posting drugs, money, and guns and stuff, why do you think you be in jail 2 years later? Like, I just don't understand. People just, like, we really could finesse this system if we really woke the fuck up. Like, it's not hard. It's really not. Like, if everybody just actually came together and quit thinking that one person is more important than the other because you got more money than that person, when in reality it's not even your money. Like, it could be gone tomorrow. Like, this is all material. We value materialistic things, and we hold ourselves on such high standards for what? I'm not saying you shouldn't hold yourself on high standards, but I'm saying, like, people really try to turn their nose up at other people because they got more than others. Like, some people are more privileged, some people aren't. Like, some people don't have family who passed down generational income. You feel me? Some people just gotta start somewhere, and I'm trying to start.
You feel me?
Like, I'm trying to start something, and it's hard. Like, it's so hard.
I hate when people look down on other people. That shit irritates me.
Yeah, like, you better because you got $1 million in your bank account, baby. That $1 million can be gone in a day.
Yeah, I used to always tell people, like, if I was to see somebody that's famous, don't get me wrong, like, I'd probably be like, oh, so and so. Like, I got to meet them. You feel what I'm saying? Yeah. But not on no shit to where I'm about to faint and shit.
Yeah,
like,
that's a little
over the top. Like, you doing too much at this point, because bitch, they eat, sleep, and shit just like you.
Basically,
the only thing they got is another common in their bank account compared to you. Like if they were a normal motherfucker, you would not be acting the way you're acting.
They literally get their songs written by someone else, get a fire ass beat, produce it, and you go crazy when you could do the same thing.
Man,
I don't understand, like, people, I'm not saying we shouldn't support, like, you know, all these fame, but they got their platform, it's time for somebody else. Like, it's too much money out here to be promoting the same artist over and over. It's so many underground artists and
that's underrated like a motherfucker. Like, Tink?
Yeah.
Tink underrated like a motherfucker.
Like, I just don't understand. I just feel like we put these people on high pedestals and then they never come off. Until they ready to, like Nikki said, she finna retire and everybody went crazy.
Now that shit pissed me off because I just feel like, bitch,
she almost 40.
That's what I didn't know. I didn't even know she was as old as she was when she came out. I thought she was like 29.
Nah, cause you remember Nikki been rapping since we've been in middle school, so.
Yeah, but I'm saying, she, how old was she when she first came out? Like when she.
But she was out before I listened to her in middle school because my sister was listening. That's how I ended up listening to
Nikki. That's how I ended up listening to
my sister. She was playing her and I was like, I shouldn't listen to this, but I'm going to go listen to it anyway. See what I mean? Like, it started, I was a victim of this generational music and shit. Like, I was like, I know I'm not supposed to be listening to this.
But what she's saying, thing is, like, Nikki is still a human being. Yeah. If she wants to retire, why the fuck does it matter to you? And then motherfuckers in the comments, like when they would make posts and be like, she's getting so much backlash from saying that she wants to retire. Her fans are mad and disappointed. Like, why would you be mad at somebody to give up their career, to start a family and actually be happy? Why would you be mad about that? That sounds like you miserable as fuck. I don't give a fuck if you a fan or not. And if you ain't a fan, 9 times out of 10, you were. And I can't stand them motherfuckers that want to be on bandwagon. I get it. Cardi B, she's hot. All these new female rappers, they hot. We not discrediting them. But don't discredit Nicki Minaj like she ain't have no hits back in the day. Like,
that's what I'm saying.
You feel me? Like, and I don't give a fuck if she ain't never made a hit at all. She's
but everybody
still making
got
money.
Their time, though. Like, everybody. Like, has Meg right now is in her time. She's like, she's her doing prime. Her damn thing. She just dropped a song the other day. I was like, okay.
Yeah.
Like, you doing this fucking thing.
Yeah.
Like, everybody has their time, which is why I don't understand why this
but
time
the only
can be
thing
shared.
That I had to say is, as far as Nikki, the only thing that I have a problem with on her end is that she literally is doing the same thing that she was mad at Lil Kim doing to her. You feel what I'm saying? Like, you was mad that she, you know, came out popping, you feel me? And now,
but Lil Kim was way before Nikki.
But that's what I'm saying. Like, if you gonna come into a game, you gonna give your props automatically to the person
play or
who
sit
was,
on the bench.
You feel me? Why would I sit here and not make my own money? Like, I get that you the queen, but I'm gonna make my money too, bitch. I don't give a fuck about you being, you know, the top dog. What the fuck that got to do with me?
But my thing is, what I was explaining with Q the other day, well, not the other day, but one day we was talking, and he was like, there has to be a number one. And I said, why? Why can't there just be several people who are actually good at
what they do?
Dude, like, why does it have to be a number one? That's the thing. Like, I feel like society has made it to where either you have to be the best or you trash. And in this whole cancel thing, y'all are regular working 9-to-5 individuals. You have no authority. You have no power to cancel anybody. You're canceled for going to work every fucking day and not chasing your dreams. You're canceled. How about that?
Period.
Folks love canceling people for everything. Like, cancel yourself and unlearn and relearn. Because...
And support.
Yeah, like,
why are you hating? Why are you sitting around?
It's literally free to support.
You feel me?
Like, all you have to do is share. Like, even though you don't want to purchase, somebody on your timeline
might
want to
purchase. Just share the fucking clip.
Like, that's it. Like, even if you score, even if you don't want to purchase anything from somebody, like it. Just like it. That's it. Just let them know, like, oh, I like it.
Because when I think about it, and even when people talk about our music and this generation music and blah, 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 I feel like I'm very open-minded when it comes to certain shit. I listen to everything if I like it.
Me too. Me too.
I have to like it. But if I don't like it, I'm not finna W it down like, girl, I don't like that shit. Why the fuck you like that shit? You weird. Like, it ain't that you weird. That's just your preference. That's what you like. But I'm not finna hate on you because that's what you like. And that's what you want to do. Like, it's too much energy. Y'all put too much energy into other people when you could be putting all this energy in yourself. That's why you're still working a 9-to-5.
Exactly.
You ever wonder why you can't move forward because you still worried about the next motherfucker? Like, Move on. Do something that's going to benefit you. Why are you worried about the next motherfucker? Like, that's weird. People be on weirdo shit. I don't know. I can't get with it. I can't do it.
What's weird to me, too, is this whole mental illness shit. Like, I read a post the other day that was, like, anxiety. They was basically saying, it seemed like they was trying to, like, make anxiety a person. Like, people do realize that all these mental illnesses are within yourself.
They are mental.
And I know it's easier said than done, because I feel like I was a victim of believing that I was actually depressed, or I was actually, you know, feared that somebody was going to run into the back of my car while driving type stuff. Like, you do this to yourself. So why not say, like, hey, I want what's best for me. I want to be the best person that I can be. So all these dummy down thoughts, I'm finna go run until I can't run no more, until these thoughts are gone. I'm finna go do some yoga to release all this negative energy. Mm-hmm. I'm finna go get my hair done to make myself a bad bitch. Finna go get my hair cut. So you feel me? I'm finna hop in the shower. You're freshened up.
Just make yourself feel good.
Right. Like, it's not, you know what you like. So why not do it? Like, mm-hmm. Get up and do it. I knew I liked to make... Well, excuse me, y'all. These braces, I hate them so much. Man. Like, they collect so much saliva, and then they make your words come out wrong. Like, it's annoying as fuck. Ugh. But I knew I like scents. I like aroma. I like good energy. I like, you know, scrubs. I'm a very, you know, what's it called? What's the word we was looking up the other day? It's the esthetician.
Esthetician.
I feel like that's more so like what I enjoy doing, like scrubs, facials, you know, candles, by just hair treatment, anything like that. Like, I just feel like it's the way to make yourself feel better, because ain't nothing better than cleaning up and having a fire ass candle burning and you just turning your music on and you just going at it. Like, cleaning up is my go-to when I'm feeling down, because I'm moving, I'm doing something, mm-hmm. I'm cleaning out all this negative energy in my house. Mm-hmm. Like, I feel like that's what is a good thing for me. I don't know about other people, but some people like to want people to feel sorry for them. People want you to,
and if you run into a drug, now don't get me wrong, if you smoke weed, I'm here with you, you feel me?
Okay.
But if you run into a drug, stop that shit now. Figure out a different route. If you run into sex, figure out a different route. Figure something else out, because soul ties are real. Mm-hmm. They are definitely real. And whoever you lay down with, trust me, you got up with something. They left something in you. Something.
Like, I feel like the reason that people with mental illnesses can't get over it is because they look at everybody else for help. How is somebody else gonna help you with something that's going on inside? Now, I'm not saying, like, I agree that you should talk to people, but that whole medication shit, don't that seem kind of weird that they give you a pill to kill, to basically dummy you down, to make you feel better? Like, that's so weird to me. Like, I feel like everybody's going through similar shit. Like, I don't care what nobody say, some people's lives are harder than others, some mm-hmm. people are less fortunate, mm-hmm. yeah, but what I'm trying to get out is that it is your life. Don't base your life on mommy, don't base your life on daddy, mm-hmm. don't base your life on death, because death is actually a good thing. I don't understand why people, you know, try to make it sound like what you told me the other day when you was talking
I was told this is exactly what I was told. You're supposed to cry when a baby is born, and you are supposed to celebrate when someone dies. And the reason is because when you die, you going somewhere better. You feel what I'm saying? You don't have to live in this cruel world. And then when a baby is born, they're born into all this evil, all this fucked up shit. Like, exactly. You motherfuckers is fucked.
And you gotta try your best to protect your baby from anything that might occur.
And now, literally anything, they step outside, they in danger. You at home, you in danger. You're literally in danger at all times.
Seriously.
Literally. Motherfuckers is pedophiles. Motherfuckers is killing they baby. Like, and you know what I feel like? This is just my humble opinion. It may not be true. This is just how I feel. I honestly don't believe that these people are really doing it. I feel like they either possessed by something or they getting paid. Somebody's making them do this shit.
What you mean?
Like, killing their babies. Because, I mean, you pushed this, you carried this baby for 9 months. And but you then, mean to tell me you, when you pushed it out, you gonna tie it up and throw it at, like, one story I read, I think the girl killed her baby, put it in the closet, and went out on a weekend's trip while her baby body was decomposing in the closet. Like, that is just so fucked up. Like, do you know how fucked up you have to be to do some shit like that? Do you know how fucked up you have to be to even touch a child?
Yeah.
Like, that is just, you have no type of anything. Like, just to kill somebody, you have to have no remorse to do that. Because if somebody told you they killed somebody and didn't feel anything, you need to stay away from their ass.
But my thing is that, like, okay, everybody is born into this world with the same, well, no, I take that back. Not everybody is born with the same opportunity, because some people are less fortunate. Mm-hmm. But everybody, like, I feel like once you become an adult,
let's just say this. Everybody has a chance.
Yeah. Like,
everybody has an opportunity.
Even though
it may not be the same.
Yeah. It might not be the same road. It might not be the same highway. It may not be the same journey, but everybody has a chance to do what they want to do. And I feel like if you let some petty ass depression, petty ass anxiety, petty ass, oh, I lost my loved one, now I can't, you know, move on. I can't get further in life. So I'm just going to sit here in my bed and just basically throw my whole life away because I lost somebody. Fuck. Like, if you really say, if you literally think about half of the stuff that goes on within, you're gonna be like, what the fuck? Because I just feel like that everybody should just wake up and stop, like, letting little stuff. Well, I don't think that, like, mental illness is little. I do feel like it's serious, but it's just how you deal with it is when you decide to wake up. Because I, at one point, I got tired of being depressed. Being sad is not fun. And I also noticed that, like, you have to try to be sad. Like, you literally have to want to be sad in order to be in that state of mind. Like, you have to keep thinking of negative thoughts. You have to keep thinking of negative, just anything bad. And if you be like, why am I thinking like this? Or let me think of something happy. Let me put on some gospel music. Let me put on some music to flow throughout this house to get all this negative energy out. Put up all the windows. Blast your shit.
Yeah.
Like, do what you gotta do. Run up and down the fucking hallway. Just do something.
Scream in your motherfucking pillow.
Right, just scream.
Just do something.
Don't kill yourself.
Do something that is going to benefit you. Like, I mean, like you said, you clean up. I mean, shit, I clean up. Sometimes I listen to my music. Sometimes I'm be alone.
Yeah.
Be alone. And just because you're alone doesn't mean you're lonely.
Right.
Remember that.
But being alone, it solves so many problems. Like, you don't have to deal with anyone else's drama. You don't have to deal with anybody else's pain. Because little do you know, who you surround yourself with is has something to do with you, too.
Yeah.
If somebody is going through some fucked up ass shit and they just up under you and just more, like, inside just dying and they, on the outside they acting like they okay, best believe that energy is going to get left wherever they sat at or wherever they was or whoever they was around. Like, that shit is real, and you trying to figure out why you feel this way because your friend didn't want to open up and be like, hey, I'm going through something. Like, how hard is it to open your mouth and say, I'm going through something, I need help?
It's not hard.
I
mean, literally, you can have at least one person. There is always at least one person that you could talk to.
At least one. Even if it's a stranger, like, I'm pretty sure they got some type of hotline when you can call and be like, I need to talk. Like, even if you just something. Like,
and I don't even know, and you may not believe in Jesus, you may not believe in God, whatever the case may be. But I know, if you was to just go up to a stranger and say, I'm going through something, I need help, I'm pretty sure they're going to help you. If somebody came up to me right now, like, I'm going through it, I need to talk to somebody about it, I need to do something, I'm going to sit there and listen. I don't know no person in their right mind that's going to be like, oh, man, I can't even do it. You feel what I'm saying? Like, they ain't finna do you like that.
At least they got somewhere to be.
Yeah, or, you feel me? Or they really had something going on at the time that you walked up. But 9 times out of 10, bro. Oh, it broke.
What's your case?
Yeah.
Oh, that's petty.
That's petty.
Brave on.
But, yeah, 9 times out of 10, they gonna help you. I'm trying to tell y'all, like, listen. And speaking, let me read y'all this bullshit that I seen on social media. And you guys probably heard it, but this is the most disturbing post that has hit my timeline.
Yeah. When she told me about this post, actually, I had seen it. It was, like, basically breaking down, like, the different races. It was like, my dad is this, my dad is that.
Yeah.
And that and the third.
But, no, I'm going to read it to y'all first before we go into it. So, a guy, Black African-American, stated, "Why, in my experience, is it only the Black women who expect the man to pay for everything? I never experienced this with other cultures." So, I believe she was African-American woman. She stated, "In Asian culture, specifically Asia, Southeast Asia, it's customary," or is that customary?
Where are you at?
Right here.
Yeah.
"Customary for a man to provide for us. I never seen anyone bashing Asian women for it, though. Black women have a long history of being the head of their households, but somehow get labeled as gold diggers and users." This was an African American man as well. He stated, "Mexicans don't even want their women to work. My girlfriend was telling me that she was into it with her boyfriend." Now, mind you, I think this was a typo. Not sure, but maybe he is the side nigga. But he said, "My girlfriend was telling me that she was into it with her boyfriend because she's in school with a part-time job. He wants her at home like his mom was. Just say you hate Black women or you don't have the coins and go." Period.
Yeah, period. I don't really understand why men think that.
But we're specifically targeting Black African.
But you know that Black women is the most disrespected. Like, in class, we was talking about how the fact that Black women are the most murdered women in worldwide. Like, this shit is not, like, a game. Like, when we be saying, like, we are disrespected, it's on a different level. Like, we go through stuff that nobody else goes through. We get bashed.
Not
like,
even that.
Nobody else goes through.
We get bashed for shit that other women ask for in different, you know, racist.
Like a man providing for his woman, how is that gold digging? If my husband cannot provide for me, that's not my husband. It's helping your significant other is another form of love. Now, I'm not saying using somebody is love. I'm saying making sure your significant other, your partner, your lifeline, the person that you're going to spend the rest of your life with is okay. We not talking about no boyfriend, girlfriend shit.
But the thing about it is, why is it when a Black woman asks for a man to be a provider, it's a problem? But when a white woman does it, it's not a problem. When an Asian woman does it, it's not a problem. Well, when a Latino or a Hispanic or whatever the fuck, whatever else race is out there, when they ask for it, it's not a problem. But when we ask for it, it's a problem. And you know why I feel that is? The reason I feel that it is, one, either you broke and you can't provide and you really want to be with this woman or you don't. It doesn't matter to me. That's one. Or for two, you just fucked up. Something's wrong with you. Because the last time I checked, the man is supposed to be the provider. No matter what a woman, feminist or independent or what she's saying she is, at the end of the day, when we say provide, that means the big bills. That means rent, mortgage, the big shit. You feel me? That's being taken
and
care
she
of.
Can
that's
take
not
care
even
of whatever the light stuff.
Yeah, you feel me? Like light bill, water bill, groceries in the house. Right. I mean, little shit that could be the cable bill. Fuck. What
no,
do you
it's just
mean?
That niggas
like,
be mad because they don't have no steady job. They rather be out. Like, okay, my thing is that I don't feel like a man. Okay, so I feel like the providing stuff should only be in a serious committed relationship or a marriage. Women have a bad habit of trying to meet a man for 2 weeks and expecting him to pay the rent. Not acceptable.
Mm-mm.
Not acceptable.
Mm-mm.
That's the only time that I feel like that women need to get their shit together and not expect some random man to pay your bills. Mm-hmm. Some men will because they think you're pretty. Okay, kudos to you, girl. Get your bag. But some women need to stop expecting handouts from every man that come into their lives. Like, it's not that man's responsibility to take care of you until he's committed to you, or either he's until y'all have tied the knot. Like, that's just that. Why would you expect a stranger to pay your light bill, your rent, your car note, anything of that sort? Mm-hmm. Yeah, he's entertaining you. Yeah, he's spending time with you, but he's just trying to get to know you. He don't want to be a bank account to you yet. Mm-hmm. Like, that is a privilege. That's mm-hmm. not something that just comes on a regular day. Some people have that.
Some
people have
some people
that,
get
luxury.
That luxury, though.
Yeah, like some people can meet a nigga and be like, pay my bills. And they like, okay, shawty, I got you.
Mm-hmm.
But that's not.
But I be feeling like that be coming from niggas who
really
got it.
Yeah, niggas
you
who work 9 to 5
like,
don't want to spend their hard earned
money on
random girl. Like, I don't even know you from nowhere. I ain't even met your granny and you want me to pay your rent, bitch? No. I don't know you. Bitch, you won't even let me come over the house. You won't even let me spend the night and you want me to pay rent? That doesn't make sense. When I say a man should be a provider, I mean to his woman,
mm-hmm.
not some girl that's might be gone tomorrow, might be gone next week or whatever.
But
like,
see, the thing about it is if we gonna keep it as that, we gotta keep it with that as far as men too, because men be coming in on shit wanting one thing and want to get the fuck on. You feel what I'm saying? Now, at the end of the day, it's all about what you entertain. All that's understandable. But at the same time, if you going into fucking whatever you want to call it, whether it's a relationship, boyfriend, girlfriend, whatever y'all finna just meet, whatever it's finna be, whatever. But if you coming into it and all you know you want is one thing, stop wasting people's time.
That's what I'm saying. Like, I'm tired of men leading on women just for one thing. Like, if you want to have sexual intercourse with a woman, say that. Not to understand shit. Some women will say no. Some will say yes. You'll be surprised. Women are sexual creatures just like men. Like,
yeah.
I don't understand why
but
people.
But we can't do that, though.
Says who?
Are we a hoe? Are we a whore?
I feel like if you protecting yourself and looking out for yourself, do what you want to do. Mm-hmm. It's your body. Mm-hmm. It's hoe is a 3-letter word. It's a word. Like, literally, a word. And you gonna let somebody else mm-hmm. that you don't know,
mm-hmm.
that you'll probably never meet,
mm-hmm.
call you a hoe and you feel some type of way about it? Okay. What else am I? I know that my name is Victoria. I know that I like to make candles. I know stuff about me. And I know one thing for certain, two things for sure. Like, those do not label. Words do not label me. Like, I label myself. Mm-hmm. Like, I'm not a victim of words being like, what? Sticks and stones may break my bones, but words will never hurt me. Mm-hmm. Like, I don't know how many times people need to hear that to realize that do what you do. Do what you do, baby. Do what you do best. Like,
but if, I mean, I'm just saying, though, like how you had said it about how women need to stop
looking for
men to be, you know, pay their bills. If they
and men need to stop looking at women
looking,
as the next fuck.
You,
like,
that's what I'm saying. Like, you, how you expecting all this shit? And then it's always the niggas that want the most. It's
yeah.
always the niggas that want, oh, she better do this, she better do that, she better do this, or she ain't getting this, or she ain't getting that. Like, what the fuck you think you need? You gonna earn.
Yeah.
By just not doing shit.
And selling
like,
drugs
how do you expect,
is
how
not
do you,
a full-time job, you know.
Oh,
like, you have to bring more than
those
the table
kibbles
than,
and bibbles.
Yeah, you
that's
gotta bring more to the table than just
your
some
drug money.
Yeah, and you basically putting my household in danger, especially if I got kids.
If a nigga ain't literally saying like, bitch, you finna get a house. Oh, well, not bitch, I'm sorry. We finna get a house. I'm finna move you. We finna move here. We finna move this house. I'm finna get this house in our name. Get you a car. Get you this. Get you that. You feel what I'm saying?
But I feel
on
like,
some building shit, cut that nigga off.
But I just feel like that society has weakened our men mostly because, like, society has made it to where basically all of our black men are either selling drugs, gay, what else? Dumb as hell, retarded, god damn it. Just out of their mind. Like, the percentage of good men that we do have on this world is slim to none. Like, people need to wake the fuck up. People like, oh, I'm not saying there's anything wrong with being gay or anything, or liking, you know, the same race. I mean, not the same race, but the same gender. But us black, like, black people are, you know, the most people, you know, on this earth or whatever. Like, we outnumber everyone. And if we got niggas who like niggas, who's supposed to protect our women? We already are victims of sex trafficking, murder, drugging, prostitution, like, all of this shit. Who the fuck is supposed to protect us? Like, I don't understand. I say that all the time because I'm like, who is gonna look out for us? Like, yeah, we strong and all, but not physically. Like, I mean, we can take boxing lessons, we can do all that, but we supposed to have men looking out for us. We can't have nobody looking out for us if they getting fucked in the ass. Like, I don't understand. I don't understand, and I'm trying to be as humble and, you know, sincere as possible, but I'm really fed up. Like, the shit is annoying. Cause y'all too busy. Like, folks, when I say wake up, I mean wake up. How are we gonna reproduce if we fucking the same gender? How are we supposed to multiply our race if we fucking the same gender?
What they trying to stop?
How are black people supposed to succeed if half of the motherfuckers is gay? Like, I don't understand. That's why I have a problem with, you know, I'm not a homophobe, whatever. If the community come after me, come, bitch, because I got something for y'all ass. But, yeah, like, that's what they want, and we doing it for them. People like, oh, yeah, I'm gay now. But my thing is, I never understood why women say they don't want a man, but date a woman dressed up like a man. Get a strap on.
I never understood.
I really need somebody to explain it to me. Like, I need somebody to explain it to me. Because the same, like, okay, so a woman can't hurt your feelings like a man can? You want somebody to bleed at the same time as you every month? Y'all want to be on y'all periods the same time every month.
Oh, that's nasty.
Exactly. That's what I'm saying. And everybody's like, oh, I'm just trying to find happiness. Like, I understand that. But I'm sorry. There's no type of hurt that can get to me good enough to make me want to go rub my clit on another clit for the rest of my life. None. There's no type of hurt. None. Like, I can understand people like, oh, I've been raped, but you go get a strap on which is a dick.
Well, pretending.
And I'm sorry, but you could probably get raped with a strap on too. Like, I mean, it's just the same thing. But yeah, I don't know. I just feel like this whole scenario thing, it's just a lot. Like, it's a lot. I feel like society needs to do better. I feel like men need to do better. Women need to do better. Women need to stop expecting so much out of men. We all going through the same shit. What you think, he got more money because he a man? Like, I don't understand. And niggas need to take care of their kids. Quit laying down with people and not taking care of them. Mothers too. It's some deadbeat moms out here.
Definitely some deadbeat moms.
Like, people got to do better. Stop trying to be in $2 Tuesday and go get you a fucking, go read a book to your child who's at home watching cartoons. Tunes, not learning shit.
Yeah,
like,
be them bitches that be trying to be singing at the club every
week. It just be simple shit. We have to do better as a community.
I feel like when you step into a stature of or a different level in your life, you got a child now. So at this point, the club every now and then is cool, but every week, that shit's dead. That shit needs to deceive. That
cease
just needs to go.
That
needs to go. Because you a mother now. Like, you. And then the attire that you have to wear when you go to the club. I mean, you don't have to. But I'm just saying, like, most.
But what
people
are you looking for? I'm not saying there's nothing wrong for moms having fun. But what are you looking for in a club? What could you possibly find in a club?
Because
you
most
have a child.
People in there are single. And are looking for somebody that they gonna fuck on tonight. Literally.
Yeah.
So you mean to tell me you came out to do what? Because besides dancing, and you know our form of dancing is twerking, or you know grinding, or backing that ass up.
I'm tired of seeing these fake asses not move. Like, these bitches be twerking on Instagram all day, but the only thing that be moving is they fucking eyelashes. Like, the ass don't even, it be stiff as fuck. Like, I be like, do you have to pay extra to get jiggled? Like, is it extra $1,000 per cheek?
Gotta loosen up.
Nah, for real. And then the bitches don't even want to exercise and make it look presentable. I'm just sick of everything. I'm sick. I'm done.
Yeah, I feel like at the certain point in your life, your age too,
like do they not realize they're gonna get old? Like, how was you gonna look 70 years old with that fat ass? Like, I don't understand.
Well, they ain't gonna have it.
They gonna get it out.
That shit gonna look like what K Michelle been trying to tell these people. That shit gonna fuck you up. Your health gonna be fucked up.
Well, they already fucked up because people
chemicals and shit in your motherfucking body trying to look cute for the next motherfucker. Like, that's what I mean. Like, you putting all this energy into making yourself look good for the next motherfucker. And if you lie and say, oh, I don't look good for nobody else, like, everybody goes and look good for somebody. Now, if you got a man at home, of course I'm finna come home in some lingerie, you feel me? Like, what's up? You feel me? But to be out and about or taking pictures in lingerie because you can, like, it's not that serious. I promise you it's not.
It's just
like, if you're gonna do a photo shoot, photo shit.
Ah, first start this shit.
Dude, I'm finna start this shit over. I'm pissed.
You got something to say, sir. First start this shit. But
you know what?
I just really hope things get better in society. And when I talk on these podcasts, I try to be as, you know, reasonable as possible. I'm just talking. Everybody has their opinions, and I respect others' opinions just how I would want people to respect mine, because everybody's opinionated. I don't mean to offend anyone by anything that I say in this podcast, because I feel like that what I say is the truth, and the truth hurts. So either you're going to deal with it or not listen. It's up to you. I do appreciate y'all taking the time, for whoever is listening. I do appreciate you for tuning in with us. It's really appreciated. Yeah. Like, it means a lot, because we take the time out. We take hours out of our day to sit here and talk to a phone to y'all. You feel me? Like, it means a lot to us. I mean, I appreciate anyone who's listening. You feel me? It's 100. And if there's anything that somebody needs to support, just send me a message or reach out through social media. It's @AyoTori_ on Instagram, Tori Maddox on Facebook. I share, I support, I do all that. Like, you feel me? Anything you gotta say, Sue?
I would say follow your dreams. Definitely grow. I'm proud of how I grew over this 4 years, and I just want everybody to grow, become better, do something that you ain't never did before, step out of your comfort zone, because at the end of the day, matter of fact, I gotta what's it called, because it had said it, what did it have say? Let me go to it, hold up, wait a minute, what did it have said? It says, doctors don't make you healthy, teachers don't make you learn, trainers don't make you fit, coaches don't make you rich. At some point, you have to realize your growth is your responsibility.
Period.
It's your responsibility at this point. You need to stop blaming everybody else for your mistakes and what you got going on in your life. Because at the end of the day, 9 times out of 10, a lot of shit we going through is because we caused it. Literally. So, grow up.
Have fun. Shouldn't be taken. It's serious, but have fun with it. Shit, you only get one life. Like, you got to make the best of it.
Yeah.
But yeah. I feel like this is our end to this wonderful podcast. We appreciate y'all. We appreciate for whoever's tuned in with us today. We'll have more upcoming next week or whenever we drop something. Please tune in, like, share. You know, leave feedback. Yeah, we appreciate
y'all
that.
Y'all don't like nothing. Oh, well.
Yeah, if you don't like, kiss my ass. Granny, too.
All right, y'all. Peace out.